Hello, this is Veronica Hicks, and straight away a reminder that tonight, the 29th, is the last Al Gourmand in Florence. These night markets have been going on since July, starting at 7, local producers bringing in their wares under the beautiful columned town hall of Florence. Near to where I was on Saturday night at an evening of musical theatre, where our local New Yorker David Levi was accompanying the singers at Sonneuf, the domain bought by the Bobato family when they arrived from Italy, with grandfather and grandmother Berthe still very much involved in the running of the place. And it really has become such a part of our summer entertainment programme. Thanks to the very personable Gregory, who is a wine grower by day, show host by night, with Philippe Gandelon, the hugely talented singer who invites quality people down here to join him in performing a variety of programmes with great enthusiasm and warmth, while your hunger pangs are met with a scrumptious three-course dinner, including polenta cooked in a pot on stage before your very eyes, and on this occasion we had 300 quails roasted on a spit in between the music. This was musical theatre, and unfortunately the last of the season, but they'll be back next year, and it's €60 per head, which is a little steep, but it covers the dinner, lashings of it with as much wine as you can possibly drink, and the full entertainment. So I would definitely put some money towards that in the future. In the meantime, they'll be having a fête de vendange on the 30th September. And in the tombola, they had a prize, which was a gift pack of black garlic, which, coincidentally, is produced by a branch of Philippe Gandelon's family in the village of Gadelon, where they're holding a producer fair on Saturday the 2nd, offering a picnic lunch, €20 per head, 12 for children, which promises to be quite classy food. Also on the 2nd is the floating market of Valence-sur-Baïse, which means that's food and there's canoeing all day long from 10 o'clock till 8 o'clock. Then on the 3rd, there's a vide-grenier in Urdance from 7 a.m. If you want to exhibit your stuff, sell some, you can ring 068-094-8912. There's an art exhibition at Plieux, and for the energetic among you, a randonnée for cyclists and walkers at La Motte Goas. You sign up at 8, departure at 9. Two circuits for walkers and three for cyclists. 28, 36, 49 kilometres, with a pau at the end, but it's not for the faint-hearted. There's a medieval event in La Roque-Angelin, medieval farm implements that look quite scary, but I'm assured it's fun for all the family, all day long, and also this weekend, and it always marks the sad but inevitable end of summer, though it promises to be quite hot again by then, the Antiques Fair in the grounds of the Château of Terrobes, which also coincides with the village fête in Terrobes, which is one of the prettiest villages around. So that's on the 2nd and the 3rd. And on a personal note, I have to tell you about an unprecedented visitor coming to Hicksville this week, a Dominican nun called Veronique, whom I've known since I was a little girl and she was an au pair in England with a family of 6 kids, and I was the only child across the street with no friends who used to go and play there. We struck up a friendship back then and it's lasted all our lives. In fact, even when, at the age of 21, she decided to become a nun. And as luck or providence would have it, over 20 years ago, she was sent to look after the convent at Dax. But now, for the first time ever, has it been possible for her to come and visit me in the Gers. So she and 3 sisters, in their habits, are coming over to discover the joys of the Gers. I don't know if it means I'll have to get up at 5 o'clock to join them for prayers, but I do know that they all have mobile phones and they don't have any allergies. I'll let you know what happens. See you next time.